Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Change your introduction to say, and now the legendary mother of the year.
Can everybody in the chat room hear me?
Where's Grandma?
Tayana, you're back.
Tayana and them.
Tayana's back. Where's hold on?
Tayana's
back.
I'm gonna get an introduction too. Shit.
All okay. Right, Miss Tayana, what you gonna do? The legendary Fem Queen.
Hold on. Let me.
Why is she a butch queen? Tayana is not a butch queen in drag. She be carrying on. She's playing with these girls. I'm about to tell your tea.
Oh wow.
I'm about to tell your tea.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's not a butch queen in drag. Now you got a lot of butch queen in drag that look like a butch queen.
Damn,
Tayana
looks
like a butch queen.
Hello.
But I got something to say.
Rodney's back.
Rodney.
You know what? Wait. Before you even start, Nicole, I would definitely like to give a shout out to that Infinity Fem Queen, butch queen, no, Fem Queen, darling.
And I want to give a shout out to the Infinity Runway, darling. That big chow bitch.
My daughter Marquise.
Ooh. Yes.
That's on the south.
That runway turned it out.
Oh, my God.
Who else is missing?
Oh, I'm getting Tony right now. I'm getting Tony right now. I'm getting Tony.
St. Louis.
Yeah, front at the Rumble. I definitely do want to congratulate the House of Milan for definitely.
Grandpa, you're on the air.
Message for 4445.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to end because I have to go to bed.
Okay, Rodney.
Rodney, are you running?
No, I have to be to work at 6 a.m.
Oh, amen. All right.
Yeah.
I don't want no problem.
Amen to that, honey.
I don't want no problem. Are they hiring?
So I love you all. No, I'm not doing any hiring right now. And what I do not do is hire kids.
Oh. So
that's
a zip.
Experiences.
Well, what about parents?
Okay. Is that a zip
line? When I say kids, I mean just the gay people in in general, because the balls and the clubs and everything is more important to them than, you know, than working. So they say they want to work, and then when it's the weekend, when they have to work, all of a sudden the ball is coming up.
Not everybody.
I know not everybody.
Damn,
yeah,
I'm blowing my cover up. Okay.
Let me just say myself, no one thinks I work. No one thinks I have a job. How can I have a job if I go to balls in L.A. and Atlanta this week and New York next week? So I must be doing something. But, hey, people who know me,
they don't understand.
Right. The ballroom scene is my traveling. It's my hobby. So I like to travel. I like to go to different places and do different things. So it happens that the balls is what it is. So,
wow.
Maybe when I get that one-on-one interview with the ball, with someone, I can feel it and give them what they want, but in depth.
Wait a minute, before you hang up. Wait, no, don't run no fast. So you don't just have a job. You also do the hiring.
Correct.
Oh, shit. All right, Rodney, you have a good night. May God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day at work.
All right. Thank you, baby. I love you.
Thanks. Okay, thank you, Rodney. So he's back on the phone with us.
Grandpa. Is Grandpa back on the air?
Yeah, he's there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I really had fun at the Rumble. I enjoyed the Rumble and everybody that was at the Rumble. It was so packed. The Legislators and Stars was fab, Miss Day.
Thank you.
Made me lose my voice, Mistake. She don't know when to stop voguing, Mistake. The bitch got to come out and walk her way. Then she has to do old way, Mistake.
For
she
years.
Has to vote for him, Mistake.
For
she
years.
Got to keep
all
chanting
around,
for her. Like, so that's why I lost my voice.
And I can get on the mic right after I finish without a breath. No asthma, and I thank you. Pump it up.
Turn it up.
Okay, well, y'all started on the Rumble Ball. I wanted to say something that I took very notice. At the awards ball, I played the background. I was a little bit frustrated because I was just getting into the whole atmosphere of the balls, people individually. I was watching people. I was just, for some reason, I was just in the back, and I just seen so many things. But what I did notice, and this has been a topic that has been left off a long time ago, and I didn't see Miss Angel. I'm gagging at you, girl, because you probably saw me, and I did not see you. That was tired.
Miss Angel was here?
Yes, she was, and I did not see her. Ashley told me she was there. I was gagging. But
Shout out to Angel Revlon, my bitch.
Right.
I didn't know he was
so
in the building.
Other than Angel and Ashley, what I did not see was any Fem Queens. And I didn't see the ballroom scene. I really, got it in my head now. Like, I got it. I believe it. It's there. Has really changed. And it's no longer a woman's scene. The mothers sit between their kids and even to the back sometimes. There's not any room for the real Fem Queens. And the reason for that is, after analyzing all of that, is because now they have made Fem Queens female figures. And Butch Queen and Drags. So there is no longer any room for Fem Queens. So now you have someone who gets nominated for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, Butch Queen of the Year, and then Female Figure Performance. So all of everything about it being Fem Queen, there was really none there. I really, really gagged. Like, wow. And this is the awards ball. It was packed. And that's the thing, because the generations change, the years change, different people come out, different people go in. But what I just really noticed, and it just hurt me personally, like, wow, there's no girls here. And they have all took a back seat to the female figures.
I mean, Nicole, do you know why?
You know something, Grandpa? I'm not going to answer that publicly because I'm an analyzer. I like to weigh things out. I'd give them blame. I blame the atmosphere at the same time. So I can't figure that out yet. I'm still thinking because I don't want to say that, everybody just changed the scene and pushed the Fem Queens out, because no, I think sometimes the Fem Queens actually have a problem and they get all up in themselves, because I believe that about a lot of them. So I'm not disrespecting the new scene and I'm not saying that it's necessarily their fault, but I just my personal opinion is, Grandpa, they just, I guess there's no love for them there no more. It's no more room for them there no more.
No, I mean, my opinion would be on, it's always going to be room for Tim Queens there. I don't think the scene respects them as how they used to be so respected back in the day.
So that's the one of the reasons they don't even be bothered at all.
Exactly, because of that. I mean, it all started from mixing the categories up, you know, mixing the drag, the film queen, and then the realness. They got to battle the butch queens, the trans man, you know. But, you know, back in the day, it was only, like, the film queens had their own categories. And they didn't have to battle butch queens and drag. They didn't have to battle butch queens.
They don't even have categories that accommodate them fully anymore.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, what's the ballroom scene? Respecting them inside the categories and inside.
They don't even give them legendary Fab awards and stuff. They don't even. Where's the Danielle Award? They don't even. Oh wow! And that's why I stayed home on Sunday. I just gagged. I said, wow. And for the first time, I was in, like, you know, really seeing it and being and just looking. It's just wow. And I don't know if the femme queens are the victim, because they shouldn't be, because I don't feel like a victim. So I'm just saying, like, wow.
Yeah, no, I mean,
okay,
then,
we
got
a call of 347-842. You're live with A on the recap show.
Hey, what's up, Tammy? This is Tamika Icon.
Hey.
I'm listening, and I'm saying that I think all the categories should go back to the way it used to be back in the day.
I think so, too.
For the femme queens, because I'm a new girl coming to the scene, and I don't like how it's changed at all.
And because Tamika, I think they're mixing the categories. They need to let the femme queens be with only femme queens. Let them battle their own cons.
Exactly, not battling between up and drag. Come on. We got so much over them.
It's not nice. I just really gag. And Tanika, you're so right. It's really gag. Grandpa, I really, really, really gag. You know, something we all for today. Yes, let's be for today, because we are here in today. But let's not forget yesterday, and let's not forget where we come from. And it's like, I think that's the difference in the ballroom scene. I think that's what the ballroom scene is lacking, because when you had that, you had the butch queens catered to them, you had less trouble. Now you got nothing but a bunch of testosterone running around the room. And everybody that got on the wig, they got more testosterone than the ones that don't have on the wig. What part with Paige?
And Nicole, I think that what you're saying is so true. If the ballroom scene would go back to having femme queen categories, only femme queen categories, I think the ballroom scene would be slowly changing back to how it's supposed to be. And if
they don't get on
their
feet no more. Remember, Grandpa, the femme queen used to come to the back of the runway. Everybody would get on their fucking feet, and they would bring the light, and the people would bring, not just them being there, but the people who were there when they seen them. It is totally paid now. It is like nothing, and I think it's real hurting. I think it's real hurting if they out there and they feel like they need to be away from all the girls. They don't know what they're missing, and I think the people in the ballroom scene currently, they don't know what they're missing.
And Nicole, I think that you look very, very, very nice.
I tried to get with the time, but guess what? I realized it don't matter. Move out the way, step on your dress, push you to the side. Why am I doing that, though? $200 for a dress? I could have put that on my cable bill for next month. You understand? There's a lot of people that do this and that do it honestly, like myself, and do it for bigger than just being Fab. I'm a ready legend. I've known you since I was 16 years old. I don't need to be trying to be anything I already am. I do it because of the children and how much I love them, and all the young ones that I can try to send them different. And then what do you get out of it? I was gagging, because it works both ways, though. I'm not blaming, and let's not get it twisted, to all the young generation that respects me so well, and I love them all. But, as you know, it's really gags to me. Like, it really, and that's the fact. Well, at the awards ball in Philadelphia, I spooked it too. But at the awards ball, and just the atmosphere is just not like, what's going to happen next? Who's coming through the door, bitch? You think this one is going to be? It's just not that.
Hold on. Hold on, Nicole. To Miss Wendy Williams, 007 in the chat room, look at the Fem Queens of the Fem Queen Mothers of the House, i.e. Nicole, i.e. Kelly, i.e. Laomi, i.e. what you mean. Please elaborate, because my voice is messed up, but baby, I can still lie.
That was just the unstupid, make no sense with whoever Wendy Williams and what she was saying in there. Because look at the ballroom scene, i.e. hit my back on the floor, i.e. I can walk with a beard and a wig, i.e. I'm a between and drags and I have a weave. Look at that. So everything goes according to time. Everything changes according to time. I'm talking about...
I'm not gonna sit here and go back and forth at it with you about all these IEs and these other mothers and these other people that you are putting up here, because everybody that you IE'd and you IE'd and you said, honey, I can take and give you a motherfucking definition for all those bitches that you IE'd and you said something about. So please don't try to demean my mother status or Nicole mother status or Laomi's mother status towards all those other different mothers. Every other mother is different from every other mother, because you got certain mothers that do certain things with their children that other mothers just don't do, like do drugs, sniff coke, and all types of motherfucking things. Just because I'm a different type of mother and a different type of breed, that's the way I get through to my children, i.e. Go ahead, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. No, that's just what I was saying. Grandpa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm so sorry for Wendy Williams. She's somebody hiding behind the screen. Anyway, that's just what I was just saying.
Yeah, I was on the call. First of all, one thing about me, baby.
Charlie, we are not
going to
keep acknowledging her. That's exactly what we are talking about so much for. If Wendy Williams wants to read us, tell that bitch to hit the phone line. Mr. Telephone.
I don't have my children. I don't fuck my children. I don't sleep with my children. I don't fondle my children. I don't play with my children. I'm not that type of mother, okay? Baby, get it together. Only thing I do is dyke, honey, and I only have one of them in the house, and before he got in the house, he was my husband, i.e.
I
wouldn't.
i.e. So, Grandpa, what would you say that is, other than just going back to the categories, what about the iconic, outstanding, life achievement awards that have not yet been passed to some of the femme queens that haven't been around in so long? If it has been passed, like as far as them prestigious awards there as a house, you know, like Hall of Fame or this one Hall of Fame, but what about that to the girls that haven't received that and them having an individual moment to come in and be appreciated for what they have done in the ballroom scene?
Yeah, like I never thought about what you just said, but I think that it should happen. There's different the Octavia Award, the Danielle Award, the Pepper Award, you know, it should be like that. You know? But we also gotta also think about this too, Nicole, that the categories are not the same. You know, they put in the butchering and drag system, but we also got to think like this also. The respects have to be with the fifth queen. The fifth queen just go around disrespecting themselves. You know, and you got fifth queens that act like butchering up and drag also, you know.
Yes,
and,
no, you're right.
You're right.
It works both ways. I've heard and done my CIA report on some of the latest femme queens and appalled. So you're right. I'm not blaming the atmosphere. I'm just saying.
But I think that the ballroom scene, I mean, and I'm not into femme queens. I'm not into the transgenders. Like, this is the most, like, the last couple of years, I'd say 4 or 5 years, I'm really getting, like, hanging out. I'm hanging out with them and all that, you know. But the ballroom scene have to get back to respect for y'all, you know. I mean, I love y'all all, you know, Hameen, you know, Nicole, and just like I spoke to Andre about Kelly, you know, like me and Kelly relationship is like really strong now, you know. I text her every day, I fought her name, laughed about it and all that, you know, but it's y'all out there now, you know. I mean, I can't really say how the way the trans, the femme queen needs that they need to come back. You know, instead of seeing Angel all the time, seeing Tanaya, seeing Ashley, it was more Femme Queens than that. And they still here, you know. So y'all have to find a way of bringing them back out, you know. I don't mean to bring out Kyle Show. They have a Femme Queen night here, you know, and a lot of Femme Queens from the old days just did get on it, and you also got on there too, Nicole, that the respect level is so gone that they feel that the ballroom scene do not respect Femme Queens no more, you know. And the main topic they were talking about was the categories that they mixing up with. The realness category, the Femme Queens got a battle, the Butch Queen realness, they got a battle, the Schoolboy realness, they got a battle, the Butch Queen up in drag. Look, I mean, my opinion is that they have spent a lot of money on their body. They have done a lot of things to get their life to where it was. So I think that we need to pay homage back to their own category. And if you see any flyer, any board that I have, it's always Femme Queen categories. I will never mix them up. The Legends Board was just like that because I was a part of that. I don't believe in mixing them up, and I think that's unfair to the Femme Queen.
Wendy Williams, who are you talking about? Go ahead, y'all keep going.
Wow. I have a plan.
You have a plan?
I have one. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about I have a plan.
So we have a caller. New Jersey, 973-204. You're live on the air on the Root Camp Show.
Call
973-204. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello?
Okay, I guess not. Go ahead, y'all.
Well, there was, and another thing I said that was, you see how there was a lot of highlights at the ball, but what I didn't notice is there were no Femme Queen highlights at the awards board. That is one of the popular sports of the year, along with the Legends Board. And there was just no, if you didn't see a Femme Queen all year round, you saw her at the Legends Board or at the awards board.
I understand what you're saying because you are a Femme Queen, but honestly, balls is like, balls are so different now that without some highlights of them Femme Queens, that's why used to make
them. Well, that's why they're different. That's why they're different. And then let me explain another thing to all the Femme Queens that have girlfriends that are listening and everything. We want respect, but they don't know history because we decide to pay it. So that's why it's different. So they don't know who this Femme Queen is because they decide to sit on this stool and they're not a part of it. But then they have the inside, they feel bad and neglected that, you know, the scene has totally changed and there's just no respect for them anymore. And I've seen that. I've seen this. They are absolutely right. And there are people that do come out still and that try to come out and you gag. They don't stand on their feet. They don't take the time out to tell these kids who that person is and why we all sitting here.
Mm-hmm. And then what I also have to say, there's one person that always at every ball, like major ball, he tries his best to bring the Femme Queens out. And Death Caesar, Prodigy, he always goes
get ballroom throwback.
Yeah, he always did the
throwback.
He always tried to throw a throwback to get the Femme Queen performance to come back out. They just don't come back out no more.
They don't.
The thing has changed. It just changed a lot, no matter how many people try to change it.
Well, you know what I say the scene has changed and everything, and I question the fact of Femme Queen and all that, but this is not why I'm involved, because if it was, I wouldn't be involved. I'll be them too. I would be them too. I got to say, if I didn't have a nurturing heart and I was just a nurturing person, just because, and you know this for sure, Grandpa, I would have stepped back too, because there's nothing but a lot of underhanded, sneaky, crazy, disgusting, indirected shade, and then people passing judgment upon people, and it is that. It is.
No, well, Nicole, not to cut you off on it before we go any farther, I'm going to tell you, out of the 10 years that I'd have been out in this thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what I have saw why the film queens doesn't come out anymore. It's because now they made it all about cash. That's
okay.
What it is. If it's not $3,000 or $4,000, you wouldn't see half of those girls in Atlanta in New York. Or even come out
you're
in
right.
Atlanta.
You're
so
right.
They made
you're
it
you're
all
right.
about cash.
You're right,
cash.
Tiana.
That's what it is.
You're right.
Yep. Because once the ballroom scene start making $5,000 category, and once the promoters start letting the femme queen think that it's all about cash, that's what happened. The cash. And I bet you, if you give a ball and have a $5,000 ball or $1,000 category for every femme queen category, I bet you would have a bunch of femme queens out there.
Yeah.
You know, the ballroom scene pushed them away by letting the whole ballroom scene think about it's about cash.
That's exactly what it is.
The ballroom scene forgot about the creative, about the fun of it. It's not all about the cash, you know. And it's just like Ayana said, and that's exactly what happened. It's the cash, you know. That's
if you notice, all the other old people come back out for Butch Queen realness from the realness with the twist. The only ones that don't come out is the Pimp Queen.
Yeah, because
they made it all about cash for them. If it's not, like I said, a $5,000 or a $3,000 face or a trilogy, there I would not hit the flow. They won't be out. Let me give a $10,000 film queen realness or something like that, but I guarantee you I will have every film queen from everywhere at my ball.
That's true. That's true. And then I would have to agree to that, because I remember my house that only been in my house for a year. I called them to ask them about, no, to ask them that I need you to walk through Boy Realness at the awards ball. You know, he's going to say to me, how much cash they giving out? What? You know, they making it, I mean, at the first time, Nicole, Ayana, and Kelly, it was good, the first 5,000. But every once they're kind of constantly doing it, it's a difference. Giving out $5,000 for one category and not breaking out, it's different. Like how the Midwest, how the Revlon bought it. $5,000 for a house category, that's fine. I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. But the one whoever did that first $5,000, I don't know who did it, because I probably was not in the scene at that time, that fucked it up. Whoever, because it's like she said, it's about the cast now. They want the cast. They don't want the trophy because they didn't release the trophy, you know. But if you give a $10,000 Sim Queen face, every motherfucking Sim Queen back in the day, the new generation and all that is going to be there. You do a $1,000 realness, they all going to be there. But just giving a trophy now, no. So therefore, the Sim Queens are the promoters. Have to find a way of bringing them back in, out. You know, you got someone. I mean, if your femme queens,
they said in the chat room, Tony, they said the femme queens, if they're going to come out for the money, they're going to come out for the money because they get disrespected, and the money makes it worth their while. If they got to be disrespected.
That's very true. That's very, 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 very kudos to whoever said that. That is so true, Grandpa. It's now, they don't, it's very few, if you know someone like you and in the 90s or somebody, if I'm going to stand there, her feet could be hurt, and they're not getting up, baby. Okay, it don't go like that no more. So when they say all this money, they like, oh, okay, bitch, now it's time for me to take my talent and let them see. And then after they win it, we go back on some of a public format like this, and the people that don't even know this person reads her down and talk about how they never seen her and how the bitch that they just know have been reigning for the last 3 years should have won.
Want to know what's wrong with giving out $5,000 at a ball if the promoters make it $10,000?
Because Balls wasn't based on money. Balls was based on fun.
Exactly.
It was fun. You used to have fun.
It was based on what you can do, your talent. It was based
your creativity.
On yeah. That's what it was based on. I mean, and you also remember that back in the day, Balls wasn't $30. You know, it was $10. So therefore, it just shows you that it was not about the money back in the day. Like, I'm having a ball. I'm charging that now April 9th. I went down from $30 to $20. You know, and it wasn't about the money, Kelly. It was not about $15. No problem. The Femme Queens is out there for $15. And there wasn't no grand prize every time. And y'all see, and the new generation see on YouTube. When you see the Femme Queen face category, see the Femme Queen performance. You don't see cash involved in that. And then if you go back, you will see 10 Femme Queens walking Femme Queen face. 10 or 15 more walking Femme Queen performance. Real, it's the same way. And they was only there for what? The trophy. It wasn't there for the cash. The cash made them, the ball, and this is no shade, to whoever, it's the cash.
Yeah, I remember back in the days we used to have the celebrities even come out, Lisa Ray walking Runway, the lady from Sex and the City. No,
but they no longer cater to the feminine parts of it. They don't cater to them. It's not like that. So they don't have any special catering situations. It's just not like that. It's really not like that. I really just gag or gagging because you need to know that it will never be the same until that come back, and we'll always be stuck here because it's missing something, and that's
mm-hmm.
what it's missing. So we're going to always be at this table,
and
we're
going to
always be going through without it.
Nicole, that is so true, and it's one, you know, and I'm gonna really keep it real that when me and Angel Revon talked a lot, you know, and she always feels some type of way about the house of Revon, the way back in the day and now how do they treat mothers. It's horrible. It's really horrible
mm-hmm.
how houses are these 2011. It was not like that. It was not like that at all. And just like Nicole said, the ballroom scene is missing something, and that's what it's missing. Because that's who made up the balls back in the day. The first balls was from Femme Queen battling. You know, back in the day, you had more Femme Queen categories than
it
you
was a karma situation down. As well, Grandpa, because if it was static, a Femme Queen would come and upset the building. And if you was arguing with each other, it all stopped, bitch, because y'all all was clapping and gagging. It's the reason for everything. So we're going to be still stuck here unless somebody or someone decides to get up and say, where are they? Where are you, Stephanie? Where are you, Shanice? Where are you, Ayana? Where are y'all? Misha, where are you? Like, you know, it's so many. I could go on. Vanessa, where are you? It's so many in my head, like, oh my God. And these girls are alive because I speak to them from time and time and throughout the month. They're here.
And then another thing, Nicole, Carrie, y'all always have to change this up, but also push them away also. We fought back in the day, but we was not as many fights and problems that it is inside the scene now. You know, it's so much politics, so much jealousy, so much fight. And that pushed them away also. You know, because sooner or later, and I said this before, and I know someone in the chat room said, well, Tony used to fight back in the day. Okay, that's back in the day. You know, but I'm going to say, if the ball keep on fighting, somebody seriously is going to get hurt in one of these balls. Because the way I'm hearing, I haven't been to a board that like really been out fighting, but I have heard, you know, and it have been really bad. Yes, the Revlon's fought through and all of us fought back back in the day, James and all of us fought, but we did not fight the way we fought then. And we did not fight in the board. We waited till the board was over or something like that, you know. But it's the fights and all that, it's the disrespect that Icons is giving Icons, and disrespect the Legends is giving Legends. It's a whole lot of things. The homage that's not being paid, the commentators have, and this no disrespect to them either. They got their favorite ones I mean, it's just like at the Milan Ball. It's the most femme queens I've seen at a ball in years. In years was at the Milan Ball. You know, and but they was there, but they wasn't even being acknowledged. You know, people had their favorite femme queen. You can't do that. You can't do that. If you're a commentator, you see all, you gotta call them all up. Don't just pay homage to one or two or three of them.
Kelly? Kelly? Where's the overall East Coast Mother of the Year? Are you there?
What is that?
I said, where were you? Are you sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping, girl, honey. I went to the bathroom.
Oh. Because you're so quiet through this conversation. I mean, why are you so quiet? You don't think the same?
I wasn't quiet. I was in the bathroom. But I do love the fact, because when I was young and I first came to the, I first came out, my first big ball that I ever went to was the Revlon Ball at the Mark Ballroom. And I just love the fact of seeing all the Ajanae's and the Vanessa's and all those girls just out and singing. I was a butch queen at this time. And I was sitting on the sidelines watching, and I was just in utter gagnation at these girls that I used to work downtown in the Village. But I never knew all of this stuff went on at nighttime, because when I left from downtown at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and got up for work and came uptown, I never knew all of this stuff happened. So when I used to be at these old doors and I used to see all these film queens out, it was like, oh, wow. I'm gagging that boys can actually look like this. And it was like, and you see, I used to be anticipating on going to the next ball, seeing these girls come out and walk face and walk sex out and everything. But now it's like, you know, it has changed so much. The money has a little bit of things to do with it. And then the creativity and everything with people having balls. And everybody should not have balls. It's no reason why we should have a ball March 1st, March 11th, March 21st, and then March 31st. Have a ball back to back. Because I remember back in the days, Nicole, I would have to save up my coins to get my $15 or my $20 to get to the ball. I know, bitch, I got to save $5, okay? My grandmother gave me $10 this week, and the ball is in 3 months. I'm a whole $5 from here, and I'm a whole another $5 from the next time she gives it to me. And then the deal of the ball, bitch, I'm still looking for that last $5 to get into the ball. Now all the fun and the waiting and the anticipation for the next ball is gone, because it's a ball every weekend.
It's just, you know what, but to everybody and for all of your girls who's reading and everything, y'all can do whatever you want. You don't know what you're missing. You don't know when you're missing when you got a real classic femme queen vibe who hit the fucking floor. You don't know how much you feel your money has been earned. Like, you can keep it, bitch. I just saw everything. You really don't know. You're just all jumping up and down.
I want to have a conversation with somebody. Like 2 weeks ago. And it's not that a lot of the femme queens is not coming out no more. A lot of the femme queens have done what they've done in the ballroom scene, and they leave and want to go and pursue a real life, right? And they pursue that real life, and as long as they're pursuing that real life, and it's good, they're loving it.
I don't think that I've seen a lot of them, and that's not the thing with them. Their thing is that they don't feel accepted.
Let me finish. A lot of them leave the scene and they're pursuing that real life and wanting to be a woman. But a lot of them come back to the scene. They come back to the scene because they don't get that red velvet rope when they're on the other side. And so time to time, they want to come back in the scene and get that red velvet rope when they come to the club. Oh, that's the thing. And they open the door and they switch them right through. They don't get that in the real scene. So when they come back to the scene, you know, they still feeling they straight side and not really embracing their gay side like that. So that's why a lot of the girls, like when they see them and they try to speak to them and give them, you know, they stick their nose up to these young kids' mistakes, and the young kids think they're shady and they disrespect them and do the things that they do.
And Kelly, I was up there. Let me say this to Kelly, to y'all in the chat room. It's back in, you can ask James, who else? I'm the one that's out now, and that's Dre and all of us. You, what ball were you to that you don't see no one walk Fem Queen face? Come
oh,
on.
No.
That,
oh, no.
I have been to balls, so wars, ball, this. No one walked that category. No one walked it. Fem Queen performance, you only have one person out there. So that means that it's, and then you have, okay, Kelly, what you said. You have Fem Queen face people that came out 3 years ago. So what's the reason for them not coming back out no more?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, wait. I was about to say that to the performance.
But some queens, I know for being an older film queen now and seeing the older girls when they do come back out, the things that they give to these new kids. Back when I came out, Nicole, and I was a young little naughty butch queen mistake trying to walk every butch queen category mistake. I went up to Danielle and spoke to Danielle. Danielle opened her arms mistake and embraced me mistake and told me what I need to do and everything and talked and everything. The film queens don't do that to these kids. That's because they're not the same Fem Queen. Yeah.
The Fem Queens you got now are Lola Paris and see, I don't even know that. No shade. They're not the same Fem Queens though. They're not the mother Fem Queens. When we were out, Kelly, them Fem Queens were mothers. They're not the same no more. So they don't fit in the same category. So what these kids are getting now, they take it out on decades before them, and it had nothing to do with them. These girls now that are mothers like they are now. But the mothers that were before them are not even being respected because of the mothers that we have now. And no one pays them homage. It's because that wasn't those girls. You keep saying that, how Danielle, right, and how this one. I remember when I walked Blazing 4 and I won Fem Queen Runners, I processed everybody was in an 80s effect. And Danielle and Octavia were sitting there. And I was so nervous at how both of them just kept saying, oh, my God. All they kept saying is, look at her teeth. Smile, baby. You smile. It's not like that. Somebody will throw up your tent and turn their face.
Hold on, we got a bunch of callers. 312-823, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly, this is Nina. Evisu. Evisu.
Hi, Nina.
Hi. Hi, Tayana. Hi, Tony.
Hey.
Good.
What's up?
I agree totally with what you guys are saying about, I think it's the creativity has left the ballroom scene because there's so many balls. Because, you know, I don't have Facebook, but I get, like, a lot of Yahoos and different things. People throwing balls, just random people. When I came out in 2003, I can remember the balls that was being thrown. They were being thrown by house parents, or they were being thrown by houses or legends or icons. Because nowadays, anybody can throw a ball. I mean, it's just little kids. You know, not saying that they're kids, but it's 21, 22-year-olds.
All right, Nina, not to interrupt you, because there's the ballroom CEO on the phone. So then I want to say now that you just made that point. Is that a part of the rule book, Grandpa? Is the structure of who can throw a ball, not just like, you remember how she just said, leaders, icons, legends, mothers, fathers. Now,
right.
If that has been fixed where children, stars, and statements, and I just want to feel fab, can throw balls?
Okay, I'm gonna answer that. I would have to say this, Nicole. I gave up the rule book due to the fact that I gave it up because it was
right.
Too
you know
much,
why you had to give it up,
Grandpa?
Because it ain't no Fem Queens in there. Ain't nothing but a bunch of tatasiums and everybody want to be in control and everybody feel like there's no Fem Queens in there. That's why.
Answer that question, Nicole, it shouldn't be in the rule book, but you still got it where they messed up the ballroom scene when they threw that Kiki up in there, that Kiki ball.
Yeah.
I would have to say, I mean, I'm against this, that Kiki stuff, you know, because of the fact that it's just the name alone. I guess if they would have changed that name from the beginning, you know, we had that conversation before on Kelly's show, that Kiki word alone is just a bad name, you know. And Kelly, Nicole, Nina, if y'all were back in the day when you say Kiki, it was a Kiki to us.
Right.
You know, and James Icon could talk about, you know, it's just like, but that was in the rule book. We did make that a rule in the rule book that you have to be legendary or Icon or house boss to be given. We also started a ballroom date. If you got people that's not gonna go by the rule, it's gonna fuck it up. And no matter who try to do it. The ballroom scene.
Well, then you better be in the ballroom scene because you love it then. Because if that's the case, then.
Because Nicole and Kelly, Nina, and this is some real shit here. The ballroom scene is fucked up. It's fucked up. And then it's not going to go back. It's not going to go back unless.
Until they get some
pimp money. And then every. No. I'm not going to say that.
No, Nicole. You know what it is? When they say about the Kiki balls, what Tiana was saying. Kiki was when you would walk a category you normally don't walk. I went to one Kiki ball, and I'm looking at people walking categories that they walk.
Now it has changed into real balls, Nina. It was like that when it first started. They couldn't chop you back then, too. Now they chop you. And now the people that take
like
the regular categories in the ballroom scene, they walk the same category in the Kiki. So you're right.
And
yep.
Now they have cash categories at Kiki Ball. It's like, what is?
I'm gonna say one more thing. And Nicole, Nina, Ayana, who else is on? Kelly. I love y'all all, but I'm gonna get off the show. Why I'm gonna get off the show is because this is Kelly's show, and Kelly, I've never seen, I have listened to Kelly's show plenty of times, and she's always talking. And then Kelly did speak to me last week and say, the gay people like hearing the negativity. So I'm going to get off this show, and then I appreciate.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say, I appreciate the respect, Kelly, that you've given me, because it's right now we're talking about something totally different than what your show is supposed to be about. And Kelly, I appreciate it. The respect.
No. I'm not quiet because of that, Tony. To be honest.
Kelly's in. Well, you want to know something? Everybody could be quiet before you go, Grandpa. I was that quiet before you go. Wait, Kelly, I want to say something to you, though, because he just said.
Wait, hold on, Nicole. Hold on. I'm not being quiet because of that, Tony. I'm being quiet because I lost my voice and I got something really, really important that I got to take care of at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I need my voice. I need my voice to hear what the people trying to do to me tomorrow. So I'm trying to save my voice. It's not because of the topic.
Okay, all right. Well, Kelly, I want to say this to you, and this is why I knew that was coming from him. I know him very well, but this is why I said and I asked your opinion. You need to speak. You need to be involved because you are the voice of today. The scene has changed to where your voice is popular. You are the one who also, just as well as myself, can bring them. But if you sit there and condone everything of this the way it is now, and you do that, sis, and it's the truth. So when it comes down to that, you normally don't do. That's why I go picking with you. You normally won't say nothing, but it's your voice, bitch, that is taking them away. Or when they feel like, oh, Kelly's, oh, they get nervous. What about you saying something and bringing up?
Hold on. Because see, my voice is fucked up, but my voice ain't fucked up that bad. I came here to give you your
come on.
You better keep it some motherfucking cute, bitch. Approve at 7 a.m. in the morning, bitch. No, not approve. Approve this motherfucking dick in your mouth, you nasty ass motherfucking faggot. Y'all are coming for me, bitch, because you did not send for me, bitch. I'm calling you queens, bitch. Y'all bitches better keep it the motherfucking cute, bitch.
No, off this phone. No.
Now you see that's Nicole. Love Kelly. I love you all. Y'all, I'm on my way back, you know. It's snowing and all that, so I love y'all. And just like I said before, I thank y'all. I thank the chat room for the respect y'all have for me. And Nicole, I'm not going nowhere, and I'm gonna still do what I said I was gonna do with me and you talking. Me and you talked on the phone, you know, and like I said before, Rodney Selvin is two people that went with the rules, or went all the way with the rule book. And I thank them for that, you know, But it's just like I said, I'm going to say the same thing I said on Kyle's show, I'm going to say it on Kelly's show. And Kelly's words, she felt that, in her words, that Jerry's show, that the ballroom scene is fucked up. It's fucked up, and it's going to be fucked up until all icons and legends respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and until then, until all of us, and including myself, can work together as one, not as a house of each individual house, but as one, and being a leader, not just being a leader for your house, being a leader for the gay, the being a leader for the ballroom scene. You know, that's what makes a leader. You know, it's just like when Jim, whenever I call James Icon, and I would have to say James Icon and Jay Blonde. When I call them and ask them, I need y'all to do something with me, they drop whatever. They drop whatever they're doing, and they are there. They are talking. They helping. You know, and that's only three icons. But they always thinking it's about a power struggle, Kelly. It's never about a power struggle to me. And like I said on Kyle's show, AKA and Kelly Words, the Oprah Winfrey show, that the only reason I got more involved in it, because Nicole know me, Kelly, you know me, I would have never get on nobody's show because that never was me. Because one reason is because I stutter, so I would not be on nobody's show. But the reason I really got more involved in this thing is because of my biological son that walked bald. And I see how balls are. And I don't want him to be a part of things that's going on inside the scene now. So therefore, I try my best to change it. Not just me, with other people. I open up the book. I open up everything, you know, but I got no feedback. And I don't want no one, no icons or legends to think that it's about Tony. It was not about Tony. Mm-hmm. It was about the ballroom scene. Because I could have left this scene, just like Nicole asked me my age. I should have been out of this scene years ago. But I keep coming back. And it goes back to, because this is what I love. And like I said, like me and Cabbage talked before, I have three children of my own. I put more of my life into this scene than my own children. So, you know, so that's the love that I have for this scene, the respect that this scene has gave me. And I keep coming back and keep coming back, you know, and I'm going to keep doing, and I'm going to keep coming back. But like I said, if they don't work together, Nicole, and this is to the new generation, if we as a community do not work together, it won't, sooner or later, it won't be no ball. It's going to, because the way I'm hearing about the Kiki scene, and someone explained it to me a lot last night after the Rumble Ball, they get finished all their categories, the trophies are really nice, they start on time, they end on time, they don't have to pay to end out here, you know. And this is all that was coming to me because I was about to kick one of my members out that was in the Kiki scene, you know. But once everything was explained to me, it said, well, this is how the Kiki scene is. Maybe y'all need to change that name and maybe it'd be better. And that's why I like what Jack did. And a lot of people didn't think about it. What Jack did, he's bringing the Kiki scene into the ballroom scene. So that's kind of a good thing there. That's not a bad thing. Because when what he did last night, I thought that was really nice, regardless of me being against that Kiki name. You know, and Nicole, you know how I feel about that, just that Kiki. That's just fucked up. That's just like a fucked up name to me. You know, and then, you know, but hey, they doing what they did. I try my best. Nicole, Kelly, I try my best to try to make a rule book. And while I tried that, it was from another pioneer. Get that idea. I took it and I ran with it. I did not get a lot of feedback. You know, I went to the Legends Board. I made up flyers. They did it there. But once I hear about, Tony, I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not going to be a part of that. And someone else, like I said on Kyle's show, somebody could take the rule book that I started and finish it. But I would not be a part of that because it's not about a power struggle to me. It was about the ballroom scene, just trying to get it back to the way it used to be. And then I'm not going to be disrespectful, but if you have judges that was on the panel at the World Ball, pissy drunk off of fucking wine, It's going to always remain the same way. It's going to always remain
just
the same
why, Tony.
Oh, okay. You said to my knowledge, I mean, hey, that stuff there, but in me, one thing about me, Nicole, Kelly, I keep it real. That part of my life is finishing my life. I don't, you know, people do certain things for different reasons, you know, and I'm not going to get into my personal life like that, you know, but people, we as individuals, we have to change our life, you know, because all that shit in our system, like my mother always told me, whatever makes you feel good on the outside, imagine what it's doing to you on the inside. But, Nicole, I'm going to give you a show. You know, I'm going to call you tomorrow. Kelly, Nina, I love you all, and
have
a good night. Okay, right, Kelly, you get back to your person, all right, because... That's how you're
I'm about to get back to my cousin. I'm about to go to bed.
But I see y'all at the LaCroix Ball, and most likely I see some of y'all, majority of y'all, on April 9th for the Reinvention Ball. And that's just like, I mean, the way I did that ball, I mean, if y'all read the flyer, it's going to be nice. So, you know, but Kelly, I'll speak to all of y'all later. All right, and I'm out, and... Kelly, I'll have to send you the money, too, okay? So you supposed to remind me to give you the money Saturday.
I forget, Tony, with so much going on.
Okay? Okay. I put it on a green dot?
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right. I'll do that tomorrow, Kelly. Nicole, love you so much. You looked a very nice Saturday. And one thing you did say that you said something I meant to feed up on. What you're doing now, you're doing it because you are a mother now. Your dress and all, the way you're doing it, you wasn't a mother then. You're a mother now. So the bandy stuff is going. You are acting like a mother. You are dressing like a mother. So that's not a bad thing, Nicole. That's a good thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you all have a good night. And I'll speak to y'all another day.
Okay. Okay, we got about 4 minutes left to the show. Pussy, you're live on the air. Miss Pussy.
And that bitch fell asleep.
Okay, well, I guess she's gone, honey. Nicole, Tayana, say goodnight to everybody. We about to get up out of here.
Everyone on March 5th, remember.
Nicole.
She hung up.
She hung up. Oh, bitch. Okay. Let me take us away with these commercials. I'll see y'all all here tomorrow night.
All right.
Hi, models. Guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual.
Thank
you. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers, all right, for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the beluga, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly thing?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the beluga. La Croix, sweetie.
La Croix.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond. 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at LavishLaCrosse.com, the house of Christian LaCrosse, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCrosse, Rishi. LaCrosse.
Gucci, Fendi, et Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Mel, I love them, Jimmy, too.
The Icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonalore. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon, James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan. In person. The Icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save it.